You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Patrick Roycey, what does Ant Edwards have to do to make an all-star game?
Well, we've found out once again that the NBA places no value on actually playing, right? Nothing has ever, I'm not that huge on awards, but nothing drove me crazier than in 2021, LaMelo Ball was voted as the pretty much unanimous rookie of the year in the NBA. He played 51 games. They played 72 that year. Anthony Edwards played 72. He played just as well as LaMelo Ball, and he played 21 more games. And people talked like it wasn't a debate. Oh, well, you know, they thought LaMelo had some bigger games. It was a bunch of horse crap. And now, same thing. He plays them all. Paul George, you know, you could say, you could name Anthony a forward. What the hell? You could put him on the team instead of Paul George, who's missed, what, 20 of their games this year? And everybody's Paul George. And, you know, you got to have somebody from the Clippers. So they put, even though the Clippers are having a lousy year, you got to have Paul George because people identify with Paul George. That's a bunch of nonsense, too. Even you know, not complaining about the guys that beat him out, Lillard and some of those guys, but the idea that he's not one of the 12 best players in the Western Conference is a bunch of crap. So it's, he's a warrior. He plays. Let's get back to honoring people for playing.
No, you're right. You nailed it. They don't give a damn.
No, it doesn't make any difference if you play or not. I was trying to figure out what's going on in the NBA with all the balance and stuff. I got to ask Finch tonight, I guess, before the game, if he's got a theory on it. I think one reason is load management. So, you know, the San Francisco, the Warriors are give a game away to give everybody a rest, right?
Yeah.
And there's more of that than there's ever been. There's more depth too of talent, I think, but I don't know. But I gotta think we're gonna see a guy with a little fire in his eye tonight out of Anthony, don't you think?
That's what I like, actually.
Yeah.
I'm all for the rest and the fact that it's gonna piss him off. I actually don't mind this. It's a load of crap, but I like the fact that one, it forces him not to play basketball, which I think is a great idea, and two. I think you're right. I think he's going to be pissed off.
He is because, you know, deep in his heart, he's a competitor, but he also likes the accolades like they all do, but more than most. I mean, he drives the big roaring cheers that he asked for after making a great play that's going to win the game and stuff like that. I mean, he wanted this for dang sure, I want to tell you. So I don't know. It's the NBA. The NBA is, as I've said, is having a fairly entertaining year this year, but it still irritates you at times that they don't what they think is important. Playing,
I saw
pitching. That is, I'm actually pitching. I'm not going 3 2/3. I'm pitching. I'm playing basketball. That is a grind, man. You know, hockey's a grind. I'll admit that. Hockey's a grind. But basketball, when you're a great player, is 38 minutes a night. You know, you're playing what? You're playing 80, 70% of the time. And it's a grind. And he does it. He takes the grind and has great games. And he's not in the All-Star game. It's stupid.
I saw our guy Walker Kessler was named to the Rising Stars competition. He was also named to the little festivities they do for the rookies and the sophomores there, Patrick. So I'm sure he'll have a nice dominating performance. So no Anthony Edwards, No Rudy Gobert, but we will have Walker Kessler in the festivities at least.
I see one of the All-Stars for the West is the guy we traded for Jimmy Butler, Lauri Markkanen. Mm-hmm. Markkanen, who's then the Bulls got rid of. Who? What was the Bulls thing? What was the trade with? How'd they get him from the Bulls? What was that trade?
Who'd
they get from Utah?
Did he go to Utah, or was he traded before that and then was traded to Utah in a subsequent trade? And it's weird, too, Pat, because he had a really good first year. Like, he got off to a really good start.
I think he got hurt, too, didn't he?
And then the Bulls are like, screw it.
Yeah. Well, it's, controversies about all-star teams. One thing about the NBA, there's only 12 of them, it's a difficult team to make, but. There's probably some bonus money applied to this too, right?
He's not.
Although if somebody gets hurt, I got to think he's the first replacement. And somebody will be, hell yes, it's the NBA. Somebody will be hurt.
Load management in the All-Star game.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Markkanen was with the Cavs last year, Pat. He was part of
the trade. Oh, he was in the Donovan Mitchell trade. Yep. He was in the Mitchell trade. Well, that was – I see our guy Dylan Brooks got into it again last night. He – basically,
you see that?
Yeah, he punched him in the groin, right?
Yeah.
Punched him in the groin. So then Mitchell throws the ball at him and he gets thrown out too. So
he rolled over, and as he was rolling, he puts his arm up and hits him right in the groin. It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah, you should be able to do anything you want to him then and not get thrown out. You should be able to stomp on his face, shouldn't you? And then not get thrown out. I mean, if somebody does that, this thing of no retaliation, there's times when that's applicable. When you get punched in the groin, that isn't one of them. You should be able to retaliate, I think. Yes, maybe one, even with a weapon.
Free shot. Maybe no, even just with one a free
chair.
Shot.
Well, one with a chair.
Cool wrestling.
Sideline, anyway, this is Edward's not making. I'm not the homer of all time, as you know. But this is stupid. It's stupid that he's not on the All-Star team.
So Pat, you're down on, and rightfully so, the guys that own football teams are the greediest SOBs, right? But I've been thinking about this. How about sports like basketball, where there is no reason to play 82 games? There's not.
No.
And if you're going to sit guys out, like if you're going to say, you know what, LeBron James has to miss 20 games or something like that, or 15 games, because, other than pure greed and evil to try and milk as much from the fan base as possible, why are you playing 82 games?
Well, here's the other part of it, guys. Isn't next year when they're going to try to put in this mid-January tournament that's
that go through?
I think it's still out there, and they were only going to reduce the schedule to 78 games. So those teams who are in the tournament and then get to the finals or something would end up actually playing even more than 82 games. It's, one of the great, one of the things that has hurt all sports is teams sell more seats. Now, I don't know if they still do, but teams sell more season tickets than they used to in all, baseball. Calvin went to the World Series in 65, and the next year he probably sold 2,000 season tickets. It just wasn't part of the I almost used the word culture. I didn't want to do that.
Yes, you did. But, no, you did. You went too far. I heard it.
No, I said I almost did. But, so they don't want to, last year I got 41 games out of these poor saps. I don't want to only get 36 next year, but it's all based on TV and the money, the profit of the NBA and everybody is now based on TV. So you're right. Play a reasonable number of games. I mean, baseball. You can't be telling me you're going to play the World Series in November. You can't keep adding playoffs at the end of the year and keep extending the season. It don't work. It doesn't work to play baseball when it's 24 degrees and snowing, you idiots. You got to get the World Series done by, you should get it done by October 20th at the latest. But, you know, thank God, since they went back outdoors, the Twins have never won a playoff. You know, have only won a few playoff games. And thank God they've never embarrassed us by getting to a World Series and having it snowed out with 28 inches of snow. So, and having to have to move it to Milwaukee or something, move the end of it neutral to Milwaukee.
Site. Neutral site World Series, Pat.
Pat,
yeah, you're right. I mean, the whole – to make games more important by playing fewer of them would be a good idea in all sports, I think.
Pat, I saw our old friend Kenys Vargas is back in the big leagues. He
signed
minor league contract with the Cincinnati Reds.
Good for him, because last year he was in the Mexican League. I talked to him twice. Got him, but one day he was on the bus going someplace. He played for Laredo. And Laredo played half its games in Texas and half its games in Mexico. And they kind of are they got a lot of ex-big leaguers on that team. And I got his cell phone, and his cell phone when he was from here still worked. But I said, I'm going to call you back such and such a time. I did. He didn't answer. Then I got him to answer once more, and he gave me an excuse and got out. But I tried to get a column out of him traveling around in Mexico and playing half his games in Texas and half of them in Mexico. And good. He's a great guy. It'd be nice to see. Who? Cincinnati, you said?
Cincinnati, yep. The Reds
Cincinnati.
Got him.
Pat. I'm going to Arizona. I'll go see him. Did he get invited to camp?
He must have. I haven't seen that. I just saw he got here.
You're supposed to spend time with your wife, Patrick. You're supposed to be going there for with the bride, not to be going to see the Reds.
I think she'd want to go see the Reds training camp in the morning, wouldn't she, someday?
Yeah, there you go.
They got him, and they got Kenny now, and they got Spencer Steer, you know, the kid they gave up, who's they're all excited about in Cincinnati. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to drop in there and see Kenny. I love Kenny.
Pat, what's your thoughts on also?
Kenny always knew me because he'd say, "Hey," the name, but "Hey, you got an A. If you get an A out of one of the Dominican Puerto Rican guys, you're doing pretty good." Hey,
you were in. Pat, what's your thoughts on the MLB schedule change a little bit too, where you know fewer division games, you're playing everybody. What is your thoughts on this as well?
I think in theory it's fine. They're going to spend more time on a plane, so there's four more roads. There's series in four more towns than there was last year. But here's the deal: what if you get rained out on Thursday?
Yeah,
you got. They're not coming back to your place. You're not going back to their place. And if you get, what if you get three of those? What are they going to do? Add 5 days to the end of the season and have everybody make them up? But you're really risking. That's the other thing about modern baseball scheduling. You don't give any thought. Then, you know, sometimes it rains. You know, it rains once in a while. You know, so yeah, I think that's going to be a big problem. I think the players hate it, from what I can tell. They, you know, adding, you know, more plane trips, more. And I'm not really sure what the reason for it is.
Because we were sick of 19 games against the Tigers and Royals. I will take whatever they do. I don't care. It's better than that.
Yes, but you could have just done it by adding games in your league, right? To play the other. Just play everybody in the American League. You play everybody in the American League 12 times. I don't know my math. I can't do it off the top. You can't do it, I guess. I'd give you no National League games, but I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. But
and what's even worse is the most games at Target Field of any month this year, April.
Yeah. Yes.
April is the busiest month.
That was one thing about the lousy attendance last year. It was a great schedule. A lot of summer games, a lot of Memorial Day to Labor Day games last year. So, thank you. But we're always talking about equivalents. We've sold so many equivalents. You bailed, right? You're not in.
Yeah, I bailed.
The new wife won't let you buy him, what?
No,
he's basically broke. Let's be honest.
You know what?
The wedding's breaking him.
You chose urinating away your money on a wedding instead of Twins tickets. I can't imagine that.
I think the ROI with the bride's a little bit better than the baseball team. I think that's where I'm at.
I'm going to be in Vegas next month. I can go to the Little White Chapel and figure out what they're charging these days.
Let me know, because I'm going there in March.
You know what? Cut the photographer and get the tickets back. Just tell her, you know what? Right. Capture mental images, sweetheart. I want you to have it all up here.
You have friends with cell phones. You know, have them take a few shots. There you go. Right? Yeah, that's it.
How can we get you back at Target Field?
Then you can be sitting around on the couch and you can look at cell phone and say, look at that picture. Isn't that a great picture there, honey?
You remember that day? Now let's go see Correa. Hopefully he plays.
Yeah, right. Maybe today he'll be in the lineup. I don't know. God almighty. I was going to write a Wolves column for tomorrow and go to the game. So that's it. They at least gave you a layup on that one, right? Mm-hmm. You going tonight?
I'm considering it. I've been to three of the four thus far. So
no go for hockey this evening.
No, they're off till next weekend.
They got the week off, and then they're, I don't know. But you told me they were full last week with Michigan State. That's great.
I think back-to-back sellouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fun team, man. Like, he's got that team humming right now.
The big event in town tonight is Iowa coming to town to wrestle with the Gophers at Williams, right? They're wrestling at Williams. They'll have a bigger crowd for that than they've had for any basketball games this year, because those Iowegians will show up in force. And they got the Gophers.
Surprised you're not going to that. I'm actually surprised that seems like a Royce special.
8 o'clock start. With our deadlines here, out of luck, you know, 8 o'clock, and I don't know how long a wrestling meet takes these days. Probably not 2 hours, but close. It depends upon how many pins there are, I guess. Boy, I did a lot of wrestling in my youth, though, up in St. Cloud. We used to have the state Catholic tournament, and the state high school meet was up there in Hollenbeck. And I love the wrestling guys, you know, because they're all crazy. They used to have a
hockey
drinking party for the coaches on Friday night. Mm-hmm. They'd have the prelims and they'd have woofta, free food, free beef, and beer. Wow, that was quite the crew. I said this the other day on Twitter, though. I missed the little ears in wrestling. You know, they started all wearing headgear back when they had the little cauliflower ears. They were, if you had a classmate. You didn't have to. You didn't have to ask. Are you a wrestler? Because they had ears like baby fists. You know, after getting dragged across the mat. Speaking of wrestling, Kenny J is no longer with us. Kenny J died yesterday. If you go back to the AWA days, Kenny was the world's here the most famous of all the guys who had to lose every week. You know, who would put up the game effort. In the first few minutes and then end up getting beat. And he was always introduced by Marty O'Neill on TV as the very capable Kenny J. We've used that a lot of time to demean people. He's capable. The very capable Kenny J. Anyhow, what else we got here? Super Bowl next week. We don't have to get excited yet.
Yep. Yep. No, this is actually a slow week.
Who's going to be the defensive coordinator?
I think we're waiting on to find out if Peyton's going to allow the guy Ivero from Denver to go. And I think if he's in the mix, they'll talk to him and he's got a good chance. But you know what? They can take as long as they want because they screwed up the first one so bad. I'd rather they get this right. There's no reason to rush this.
But are we still looking for the Fangio tree or don't we care?
I think we're looking for a guy that knows how to run it. But did you guys see what Fangio got from the Dolphins?
No.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. I found this. Ian Rappaport reported this morning about the contract. So it was taking some time to get this contract done. And it turns out there's a reason why. So Albert Breer, he reported Fangio is going to get more than $4.5 million per.
Wow.
For coordinating.
That's driving up the price of poker, isn't it? Now the NFL is going to put in any more. They're going to put in stricter rules on coaches changing teams after that one, right? I mean, Fangio was out floating around, right?
Yes.
But
he got fired by Denver after last season.
If you're trying to move from one team to the other for big money is going to become even harder for the assistant coaches at those kind of prices, right?
$4.5 million per for a coordinator.
Wow.
Tyce as head coach here made what? $800,000? Maybe a million?
Yeah.
From Cheap Red?
Mm-hmm. But Tyce, why hasn't he had to come back? He was a good stock market guy, supposedly. A good investment guy, Tyce?
Yeah, I think he's comfortably retired. He might be a Pacific Northwest guy, I think.
Seattle. Mm-hmm. He likes it out there. They miss him at Bunny's, though, damn it. They don't even have the sign up there anymore, reserved for Mike Tyce.
I tried to find it. I said, because I wanted the sign, and yes. It was long gone.
Yeah. There's a spot that when I drive by, survived the pandemic just fine for lunch. Bunny's is hopping for lunch, man.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right, Patrick.
Even without Tyce holding court.
All right, we'll talk to you on Unchained Monday, okay?
Enjoy the Wolves game. Might see you at the tilt tonight.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Bye.